author of memoir Page Boy.
From the heart of downtown Winnipeg, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM campus-based community radio.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
Springsteen, Michael Stipe on stage at Democracy Now!'s 30th anniversary celebration in a rare joint performance, along with the Nationals' Aaron Dessner, Alinda Segarra and Hooray for the Riff Raff, and Patti Smith's bandmates, Tony Shanahan and Jesse Parris-Smith. Visit democracynow.org to watch our full anniversary event, including Bruce Springsteen's surprise performance of Streets of Minneapolis. On Saturday, Bruce will perform at the No Kings Rally in St. Paul, Minnesota, along with Joan Baez. She'll be there with Jane Fonda and others. We'll be broadcasting more of our event in the coming days. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Ah, yes, people have the power. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Inuwak, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis. Welcome to Voyage for March the 25th. Wow, the month is roaring along and we'll almost finish. Spring is sort of coming and going and trying to make up its mind, but in any event, the music goes on regardless of the season. My name is Keith Black, and for the next 3 hours, as usual, you will be hearing some of the best in the contemporary world of jazz and an historical segment just for fun. So all that's coming up in the next 3 hours. I hope you can stay tuned. We stream live at ckuw.ca, so there are other ways of catching this. If you are on your radio, as the saying goes, I'll be live here in the studio for the next 3 hours and giving you, I hope, a pretty good sample of what's going on in the world of jazz these days. And if you have a comment, I don't say this very often, but regular listeners know this. The number that you phone on Fund Drive weeks to give your support, financial support, is available for the rest of the year just as a phone in the studio here at 204-774-6877. And if the music's playing, I'm quite happy to answer the phone. I can't do that if I'm talking, at least not without being rude. And the phone doesn't ring, of course, and here it flashes, so I have to be able to look at it and see that's going on. But if you have a thought or comment or suggestion or whatever, I'll be quite happy to talk to you while the music is playing and I can pay attention to you. But now I'm going to go through the playlist for the day in brief and then go back and do it in more detail. I'm starting off with two brand new albums. I mean, the first one is by the British trio Go-Go Penguin, and it's sort of an EP, sort of early release. It's two tracks of an album that may be coming out later on. I have no idea, but it's two brief tracks of an album that I think is coming up later on, which I don't have, nor does anybody else. Then saxophonist Mark Turner with his brand new album came out, I think officially 3 or 4 days ago, called Pattern Master. Then back home with more tracks from the WJO, Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, and Sean Irvin as the guest and lyricist and voiceover and all sorts of things. I'll talk about that when I get there. Then another track from an album called Trilogy 3 with Chick Corea and others, that part of which won a Grammy Award, that's the word, this year, but not this track, but it's the longest track on the album, and it's worth hearing. So that's coming up in a while. Then my historical segment, I came across, I have a poster that is sort of special to me with advertising the Nat Adderley Quintet performing here at the University of Winnipeg many years ago. And it led me to say that, I haven't played anything by the Adderleys for a long time. So I dug out a probably lesser known album of Cannonball Adderley from Stuttgart in 1969. And that's my historical segment today. Then back to brand new with trumpeter Ingrid Jensen from her new album. Then another brand new album with Norwegian saxophonist Marius Nesset. And another brand new album. There's lots of new stuff today with another saxophonist, Johnny Rabagon. The new albums continue with guitarist Brandon Seabrook, that will take us to the end of our show, I believe. But to get back to the top, Go-Go Penguin is, I think they're basically from Manchester, British anyhow, and they have performed over the years some almost groundbreaking trio stuff. There's all sorts of jazz trios that break away from what used to be the classical idea, which was nothing wrong with it. There's some great examples of the piano trio, piano, bass, and drums, and that was sort of the most common jazz trio. But in latter years, groups like Go-Go Penguin, EST, others as well, have extended the definition of what you can do with a jazz trio in very interesting ways. And Go-Go Penguin is sort of right in that bunch. I'm going to play an early release of two tracks. They only collectively run about 7 minutes, but they will be probably part of a larger album release down the road. This is called Kai Dao, or whatever, K-A-I, and then separate word D-A-O, and Call to the Void is the second track, but collectively they only run about 7 minutes, and that's all that there is of this new release by Go-Go Penguin. Go-Go Penguin, as I mentioned, mainly from Manchester. They are Chris Ellingworth on piano, Nick Blacka, let's like Black with an A at the end, B on bass, and John Scott, or Johan Scott, not sure how he pronounces it, on drums. Here's Go-Go Penguin with Kai Dao and Call to the Void. just like that. Two tracks from released as singles from presumably a soon-to-be-released, presumably, album by the British trio Go-Go Penguin. Getting us started on our show today. Now, moving on to another brand new album with saxophonist Mark Turner and his quartet. His quartet has Jason Palmer on piano, Joe Martin on bass, and Jonathan Pinson on drums. It was recorded in France a couple of years ago and released just a few days ago on ECM. It is called Pattern Master, and I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is the title track called Pattern Master. Second one is called Treće Oko, and that will take us, well, pretty close. That's about 15 minutes or so of music there, and I will be back after that. Here is Mark Turner on saxophone with his quartet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to absorb in that album. It's very dense. It's really well put together. That's saxophonist Mark Turner. And I think I might have suggested that Jason Palmer plays piano. Well, he might play piano, but basically he's a trumpeter, along with Mark Turner there on their brand new album. It was actually recorded a couple of years ago in France, but it was only just released a few days ago, called Pattern Master. And you'll be hearing more of that in the weeks to come, I think. It's very, very good stuff. Clean, clean work there. They work very well together. And as I say, it's complex at times and very dense. Good stuff. And it's 10:33 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. Welcome, however and whenever you're listening to this. Coming back home for the next set, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra latest release is called Forgotten Stories Suite, and it has a guest, I suppose could be called, Sean Irvin, who is a composer, did the poetry and the lyrics, plays alto sax, piccolo, flute, clarinet, bass clarinet, and soprano sax. I don't know which order or whatever he's playing in, along with the fairly extensive WJO. As you know, I'm not going to go through the whole personnel of the WJO. If you're in Winnipeg, you should know it. And if you don't, go to the website or to just the WJO and look at the usual suspects there. Great, great team. And what Sean Irvin has done here is composed a lot of the music, written a lot of the poetry and lyrics, and the poetry has to do with, well, as the title of the album says, Forgotten Stories Suite. And there is a voiceover that explains what that means and why it's being done. And actually, maybe my sample is not sort of sound in terms of research quality examples, but anecdotally, my sample over the last few years is that there is slightly more voiceover compositions and poetry, both original and not original, in jazz albums that are surrounded often with very fine music. And that's the case here. The WJO is scratching all sorts of itches in terms of adventurous departure from a conventional way of looking at their large ensemble. And they are a great group. Here's the WJO and Sean Irvin from Forgotten Stories Suite. I'm going to play four tracks. The first one is called Forgotten Stories, runs about 54 seconds, and it sets up the album. Then there's a prologue and a track called Two Brothers, and then Movement One, which is Nightmare. That whole effort runs not that long, probably altogether maybe a quarter hour for those four tracks. Here is the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with Sean Irvin, who is front and center with the Forgotten Stories Suite.
Wisdom is a gift shared by those around us. How often we forget that every person carries their own unique story. Stories that inspire compassion, depth, thoughtfulness. You see, in saying this, there are many stories that come hard of hearing. These stories invoke a sense of forward momentum for movements to come. Over the years, I've been gifted countless stories from our queer family. They're stories of struggle, narratives often hidden from our day-to-day lives. These stories must be shared. These stories are the forgotten stories of those people.
Thank you.
The Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with Sean Irvin as a composer, lyricist, voiceover, and maybe some of the instruments as well, because that's what he plays. But be that as it may, a great album there from the WJO, relatively recent, and telling the story, forgotten stories. So those things are sort of neat. And it is now 10:53. Mercy, time is flying by already. It's 10:53. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Well, the album called Trilogy 3 is actually composed of, well, there's a Trilogy 1 and 2 as well in earlier days. But the trilogy is Chick Corea on piano, Brian Blade on drums, and Christian McBride on bass. And on their final tour, I haven't got the final date. I think it was 2019 or so. Their final tour was recorded live, and it was released as Trilogy 3. One of the tracks won a Grammy for the best solo track of the year. I have played that on previous shows. I haven't played this track coming up. It's the longest one. It's from the old American songbook, You'd Be So Easy to Love, and it goes about a quarter hour. But it's worth listening to. This is a great trio. They work very well together. And as Chick Corea is no longer around, it's nice to remember his terrific contribution to the jazz world. So from Trilogy 3 Live, this is the trio with Brian Blade and Christian McBride. You'd Be So Easy to Love.